Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Glenn Shuck. Here are today's top local stories.
A man has died after being shot in Chelsea last night. Carol DiOria joining us live for an update. Carol?
Well, Glenn, 17th Street in front of the Fulton Houses in Chelsea, it's still closed to traffic. That's where a 44-year-old man was found with a bullet in his head. Yellow police tape blocks the street off 7th Avenue, and there's still a police vehicle parked here, so what that means is it's still considered an active police investigation. This man's name hasn't been made public, and there's no suspect at this time. Details of what led to the shooting aren't known either. The police really don't have much to go on. They say the man who died had a checkered past himself. He had 16 unsealed arrests going back to 1990. The arrests were mostly for drugs and trespassing. Again, no suspect has been found. It's an active police investigation. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Chelsea.
Students on alert at NYU after a series of what's being called dorm trespassing incidents in the last couple of weeks. Our Darius Radzius follows up with that.
Students here at NYU are on edge in their last couple of weeks of the fall semester after an intruder or intruders got into some dorms this month.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's bad.
It reportedly happened on four occasions. Freshman Ashley Ye is shocked on how easy it appears to be able to sneak in.
I think it's kind of absurd, frankly. I mean, like, they make us scan our ID and stuff and show where Violet go when we get in, so it's kind of alarming.
NYU says it's beefed up security. A spokesperson told us they have campus safety officers posted outside all dorm buildings and a security review is underway. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at NYU.
An arrest in a story we told you about last week. A man had been wanted for sexually assaulting two women at the Seven Days Hotel, which is on Bruckner Boulevard in the Bronx. Well, that arrest now 28-year-old Deshaun Williams in custody for these two separate attacks at the hotel, which is in the Castle Hill section. One was in September, the other was 3 weeks ago. Police saying both times he responded to sex for money ads online, Williams did, and then raped the women at knife point and stole whatever money they had on them at the time. Now, there are also reports this morning that Williams had previously been charged a few years ago with raping a 15-year-old girl, again in custody, 28-year-old Deshaun Williams. Bad crash at the Jersey Shore over the weekend. A car actually flipped over completely into a marsh in Toms River. Submerged in that marsh, the 28-year-old driver could not be saved and died. Two other people trapped managed with some help to get out of there without any serious injuries. That's about 2:30 Saturday morning this happened in Toms River. Now, the initial investigation from Ocean County, the car was speeding when it hit a pole and flew into that marsh again, landing upside down. Fire doing major damage to the Nassau County 2nd Police Precinct. That is in Woodbury. It happened Saturday night. No serious injuries, but several people had to be treated for smoke inhalation. Here's Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman.
At this time, we have made a preliminary assessment of the damage, and we've determined that the building is not salvageable. We will be expediting the construction of a new precinct building.
Now, the cause of the fire still isn't clear yet, but not believed to be suspicious at this point. The Bronx mother has been charged with murder and the stabbing deaths of her own young boys. Dion Fleming, 22 years old, is now charged with murder and other charges now after the 3-year-old and 11-month-old stabbed Saturday night. Happened at a family shelter. This is the Mount Hope section. Officers tried to save the boys, but they passed away at Columbia Presbyterian. And the NYPD is looking for two women they say who stole a woman's wallet. This happened at the Atlantic Terminal subway stop the afternoon of November 16th. But what they did next, they used that woman's credit cards to spend at least $1,000 at Target. It happened on the Q-Train platform, and we do have surveillance video that the NYPD has now given to us. That is some pictures as well. We'll put it up at 1010winds.com again as they look to make an arrest there. The woman Robbed was not injured, but again, there's two suspects, two women that police are still looking for. A bizarre incident in Newark over the weekend. A fire captain was racing to get to a fire, and then when he arrived at the scene, he was struck by a food can that somebody threw at him. Again, responding to that blaze, this was at a homeless encampment that's right under Route 21 near Riverside Avenue. This was yesterday morning. Now, within about an hour, a homeless man has been arrested, we're told, there at that scene. The fire captain had to be treated at the hospital for some bumps and bruises on his head as the incident is still being investigated. But again, the fire captain will be okay. The homeless man has not yet been identified. It looks like a change at quarterback has the Jets head coach looking like a genius.
Yeah, Glenn, Robert Saleh bent Zach Wilson, and his replacement did something no other Jet QB had done all season in a 31-10 beatdown of the Bears.
He did a great job. He didn't need to be anybody but Mike White. We didn't need to turn into the greatest show on turf. We just wanted him to play within himself and play efficient. I thought he did that.
Throwing for 315 yards and three touchdowns with no interceptions, but White said he's not the only one who should be getting credit.
We ran the ball well when we needed to. When late in the game, we could have just kind of hung it up 21, but we kept the run game going and guys were running hard, and it felt like a complete team win.
As the Jets improved to 7-4, same record as the Giants, who would also make the playoffs if the season ended today. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.